The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Before I talk to Larissa Nolan and John Cadell for our weekly music spot, let's hear a little bit of Hozier's performance of Always on Stephen Colbert's show in the United States.
And now performing Almost from his album Wasteland, Baby, please welcome Hozier.
The number one, straight in at number one album in the United States. And Kevin and Donegal says, well, what does Larissa think of number one for Hozier in the US? Surprised a lot of people, no doubt Larissa. Maybe he heard her.
I was always a fan of Hozier. What I didn't like was the EP that he brought out before this, which I thought he'd gone into sermonising. He'd become too worthy. It was very, very boring and it didn't do very well, actually. So I'm not surprised to hear that this one has, well, actually I am, because it's a huge achievement for an Irish artist to go to number one in America. And well done to Hozier.
And straight in at number one.
Straight in at number one. Like the likes of you two, Sinead O'Connor, have done this before. It's an unusual and brilliant achievement. I chose his new album, actually, as my album of the week a couple of weeks ago.
I will testify to that.
Hozier can be amazing. I think what he's doing here, it sounds, I think the reason the American audience love it, it's very Van Morrison, isn't it? It's kind of early Van Morrison, paired back, and his voice is amazing.
I think it's just comes through that it's actually music with some heart in it, you know. And there's a place for that right now.
There was, and it was just a little bit too much. He sounded like he was up in a soapbox the last time. He was getting very, very preachy. It didn't do him any favours.
I don't know. I think Nina is an incredible song. Still, I love that song.
I thought
he was
just kind of roaring, How to Think at us in our face and telling us things we already knew. So I didn't like that, but I do like this new album. Isn't it brilliant that it got to number one?
The last one
did as well, did it?
Nearly. It sold over a million eventually, but its first week sales of 75,000 actual physical copies of the new album.
Yeah, what are the album charts like now? How are they calculated in the streaming download
era?
It's
like a certain number of streams equals one play or one sale, some nonsense. But this is like the majority of his sales were physical copies.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And Whelan's put up a lovely, they put up a lovely post to him, put up his gig before he went to America in 2014 was this really exciting sold out gig. I was at that and it was brilliant. And they were saying, you know, well done to him after, it only seems like, doesn't seem that long ago since he was in here playing his gig before he went to America. I think it's really well deserved. When he's good, he's very good.
Yeah.
Another listener says, fair dues to Hozier, but he's awful whiny.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think he is.
But he can be. The subjects that he tackles and how he approaches them can sometimes come across a bit whiny to people. And that's what I was saying earlier on. But definitely in the new album, he seems to have progressed from that.
All right. New music from Arcade Fire is out. Now, tell us a bit about this, John. This is unusual.
Yeah, it's from the movie Dumbo, the remake of Dumbo, which actually looks really good, but this isn't the
film. It's a Tim Burton remake, isn't it?
It is. And
Colin Farrell's in that as well.
That's correct, he is. But yeah, I mean, seeing the trailer, looks great. But the first new music in 2 years from Arcade Fire is from the soundtrack to Dumbo. It's a cover of Baby Mine, which those who've seen the original Dumbo film,
an
animated movie from the 40s, will know. Anyway, they've covered it for the soundtrack of the new film.
Let's hear it.
Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart. Never to part, baby of mine.
they don't write them like that anymore, do they? Love
this,
that.
This is it, and it suits them very well. I mean, I might have mentioned this before, Arcade Fire are my favourite band in the world today.
Even better than Weezer.
Yes, of course. Arcade Fire are another level of everyone at the moment. As you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think they're just the best band out there, best band live,
Listener
best
says,
albums.
Most melodic Arcade Fire song in years.
But they didn't write it. It's a cover.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a classic. It's one of the one of the best movie songs of all time, isn't it? Grammy nominated, all those
kind
of things.
Yeah, phenomenal.
I mean, Arcade Fire are hugely melodic. They're quite similar to, say, Waterboys as a style as musicians. But what I love about them is they're never afraid to do something that people mightn't like. You know, all of the fan sites, they're divided on this. They're saying, you know, oh, they've sold out, la la la. But they're not considering things such as I think it's Alvino Ray made an appearance. That's Wynn Butler, lead singer of Arcade Fire. His granddad, I think it was, who the album Funeral was inspired by. He played on the original Dumbo soundtrack. He pioneered this kind of electronic
Sonobox,
music talk box called the Sonobox. So there was a connection there for him, you know, as regards the love of his granddad. And I think the whole family are involved. Doesn't he say
that's
that
right.
Regine sings on it?
Yeah, Will is on it. I think their niece is on it too. Yeah, I like it.
So it's something sentimental to them.
Okay. You're a big Beach Boys fan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You are.
Yeah,
you know that.
Absolutely.
The Vibrations we're going to play because the drummer on it.
Hal Blaine,
at the age of what?
90. Yeah, I mean, he drummed on this. He would play it. We'll talk about it after.
Okay, Good Vibrations.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Sorry, whistling there.
Gone off on one there and that.
Yeah, just fantastic.
And anyway, it's two in a row for me because I was just saying there, Arcade Fire is my favourite band in the world today, but my favourite band in the world ever is the Beach Boys, which wouldn't make me unusual. But even when you hear that sound, it kind of, you know, it just blows your mind listening to the whole thing. And to think it's that old. But the one that he's really famous for is the Ronettes' Be My Baby, which with that classic drum beat at the start. But the funny thing about that song is that Brian Wilson loves it so much that he listens to it every single day.
And he wrote Don't Worry Baby as a response to it.
Yes, and it sounds, it's like it kind of reversed, but I loved his, I was watching his daughter once in a documentary and she was saying he listens to it every day.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's Brian Wilson's way to be. But when he's saying that you're an amazing musician, I mean we would just take
Hal
that.
Hal Blaine was part of Phil Spector's group of musicians who were known as the Wrecking Crew, but Hal Blaine called them that. They never called themselves that. But they, like, it's Carol Kay on bass, him on drums, and he's just so prolific. But that's what he did. He was a session musician and just happened to drum on some of the greatest records ever made.
Yeah, and he seems to I think the reason they called themselves the Wrecking Crew is they were kind of viewed to be coming in and sort of ruining music or ruining musicians' jobs, I suppose, by coming in and taking work from them.
So, Larissa, tell us about Rod Stewart playing a special gig in Dublin this afternoon.
Yeah, Rod was over in RTE to do a late show special, early recording with a group of fans who they sent out a message saying who's a big Rod Stewart fan, and they've gathered together an audience. Apparently, he was amazing. He did a couple of songs. He was really friendly. It was a great interview, and everybody was coming out of it high as a kite on Rod. I mean, I love Rod.
Rod's brilliant.
He is, absolutely.
Yeah,
I've gone on a kind of a Rod session then today, listening to Every Picture Tells a Story. Just some of the amazing songs that he has. And you forget that actually he co-wrote a lot of them. People kind of assume he's a covers
And that's
artist.
His regret. Rod has said often in the past that he's just worried that he'll be remembered as a carouser and not as a songwriter.
Yeah, that's true. But he's, like, I mean, if you think of song, like I was thinking about who else would write about fashion in a love song? You know, not a pop song, but a love song. But only Rod would do that. I was listening to You Wear It Well and, Reason to Believe, that lovely heartbreaking songs. And then he does Do You Think I'm Sexy?
But even the voice hasn't changed that much. If you listen to In a Broken Dream from like 1968 and then you listen to something like I Don't Want to Talk About It, his version of that, and then Have I Told You Later That I Love You, and the later stuff where he covered 90s songs. The voice hasn't changed that much.
I know, which is amazing, because you would think he would lose it, seeing as it's so croaky and brilliant. But he's done a cover of an unusual kind of cover for Rod, really, but it fits him really well. He's done a cover of that song. It's an Irish traditional song called Grace. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah. By Paddy Riley, isn't it?
It was written in 1985. I thought it was written much earlier than that. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. But actually, when you hear him playing it, it makes sense. It's a bit like, you know, Downtown Train became his. Handbags and Glad Rags became his. And he's managed to kind of own this one as well. So go, Rod.
Absolutely.
Okay. Listen, just so we don't run out of time, let's get your picks of the week now. Although I think it's fair to say there's not many new albums out, John, for delectation, but you've picked a single.
I have, yeah. I've for the first time ever, I think I've picked a song as opposed to an album. Richard Hawley has turned up the fuzz tone on his guitars, and he's rocking out on the new single, which is called Off My Mind.
I have to say, whenever we talk of Richard Hawley, I always think of Tony Fenton.
Yeah.
Tony Fenton, fourth anniversary today, and we're all thinking of him today. But he was a great friend of Richard Hawley's.
That's right.
As Richard came on the programme here when Tony died.
Well, that's serendipity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So let's hear Off My Mind. I like that. That's
there you
good.
Go. Straight ahead garage rock.
It's quite cinematic, isn't it? It's kind of like, you know, a motorbike chase scene or something like that.
It reminds
you can imagine.
Of Monster by R.E.M., you know, songs like Star 69 and stuff like that.
That's true. And a little bit of Edwin Collins as well, in what I'm hearing.
What is your pick of the week?
So you know what kind of movies I'm going to, because I've picked, Beck has done a song with Robin called Super Cool from the new Lego movie. So that's how I know it. Great song though.
Super Cool by Beck. Like that too.
We're all bopping around to that here.
It's stuck in my head for the rest of the week anyway. That's all I know. It hasn't got out
yet. That's great.
Okay, a lot of listeners in touch about Grace. Apparently it was written by Frank and Sean O'Mara.
That's right.
Okay. And few listeners saying the reason that he sung it is the song sung by Celtic football supporters. And of course, Rod is a massive Celtic football fan.
I never knew
Isn't
that.
It about the wife of, was it Joseph Mary Plunkett?
Yes, and Grace... I forgot. It's terrible, I can't remember. But yes, of course.
John, the solicitor also wants to know, are you all right? Because you sound overly chilled and happy by comparison with your performance most weeks.
Well, that's because we haven't talked about the New York Times 25 songs that matter the most right now, which is the most overanalyzed academia tosh you're ever likely to read if you want to waste a few minutes of your life. And it mentions Baby Shark is one of the top 25 songs that matter. Can I just read you one of the lines from their paragraph on Baby Shark?
Go on.
A globalised circulation of songs based as much on memes as on music. The popularity of unchallenging dance challenges. The hegemony of Drake. It exemplifies several features of 21st century culture. The porous boundaries between the pop industrial complex and the amateur homespun.
You see, the reason I like talking to you about music is you don't go into that sort of nonsense which serves as music commentary
but it's
in
like,
lots of the
did
media.
Did you ever read anything by Greil Marcus?
No.
He's written a bunch of books about Bob Dylan and he weighs down a visceral medium with this misplaced academia. This is what these songs are all about. And it's po-faced over-analysis of what's meant to be entertainment. And I hate it.
Well, they're the songs that don't matter when you see a headline like that. But I'll tell you what they did include. They did include Weezer, Can't Knock the Hustle, which is, after listening to the album, it's actually the best song on the album. You have to listen to it. It's great. There's a great chorus in it. Hasta luego. Really, really brilliant song. And I'm amazed they threw that
like
in there in the middle of all that.
Utterly po-faced and chin-stroking cack.
Thank you for finally getting off
there
the fence tonight, John Cadell. Thank you, John Cadell, Larissa Nolan.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.